ಪರ್ಣಯ ನಿನ್ಯೇ ಧನ್ಯಜನಸ್ವಾಂತ ಮರುಷ್ಯಸ್ವದ್ ಅನುಪತಾಂ ಅನುಪತಾಂ
an inundation of the ecstatic love.
So aganya dhanya chaitanya gananam. So innumerable associates of Lord Chaitanya are glorious, right? They inundated people with ecstatic love. They brought a constant flood to the desert like hearts of the unfortunate people. So in a desert, flood is not seen so easily. But our hearts are like deserts. But they made flood there. Ninye dhanya jana, adhanya jana, swanta maruhu shashvat anupatam. Anupatam. What is that? Antilila, Adilila, second verse, second chapter. Krishnot kirtana gana nartana kala patho jani prajita sadbhaktavali hamsa chakra madhupa srini viharaspadam. Karnanandi kaladhvanir vahatume jihva maruprangani. My jihva is like a desert. Desert like tongue. But this Chaitanya Katha is like Amrita. So here Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhi, Tavalasat Leela Sudha Swardhuni. Here people's lives are like desert. Hearts are like desert. So the constant flood of Mahaprabhu's followers, they are creating inundation of ecstatic love. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamaya. ಜಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಕರುಣ ಹೃದಯ. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ದಯಾಮಯ್, ಮೆರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್. ದೆನ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಕರುಣಾ ಹೃದಯ, ವೆರಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್. ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಒಬೇಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ದಯಾಮಯ. ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತಗಣ ಸಬರಸಮಯ. ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಯಾಮಯ್, ಮೆರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್. So Gaura Bhaktagana are rasamai. They are overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. He says, Ei mata Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Sange Neela Chale Vasakare Na Krishna Prema Range. So like this, Mahaprabhu lived at Jagannath Puri with his associates, always merged in Krishna Prema Range, that ecstatic love of Krishna. ಅಂತರೆ ಬಾಹಿರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿರಹ ತರಂಗ ನಾನಾ ಭಾವೇ ವ್ಯಾಕುಲ ಪ್ರಭುರ ಮನ ಆರ ಅಂಗ. ಸೊ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ರೈಟ್? ನಾನಾ ಭಾವೇ ಪ್ರಭುರ ಮನ ಆರ ಅಂಗ. ಸೊ ಅಂಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮನ, ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, both were agitated by various spiritual ecstasies, transformations. Dine nritya kirtana jagannatha darshanam ratre raya swarupa sane rasa aswadanam. So during the day Mahaprabhu chanted and danced and took Jagannath's darshan. So at the night he tasted the bliss in the company of Ramananda and Swarupa Damodar. So Mahaprabhu would feel symptoms of ecstasy and Ramananda and Swarup Damodar would come together and chant verses that will enhance Mahaprabhu's mood or pacify him, pacify his feelings of separation. Mahaprabhu would say, chant more, speak more, and then they will recite. So the rest of this last book, last volume of CC is filled with those descriptions.
Trijagatera lokasi karena darshanam ಯೈ ದೇಖಿ ಸೇಯಿ ಪಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಧನ.
ಸೊ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವುಡ್ ಸಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ರೈಟ್? ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿ. ಸೊ ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಸಾ ಹಿಮ್ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರೆಜರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಮನುಷ್ಯರ ವೇಷ ದೇವ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಕಿನ್ನರ ಸಪ್ತಪಾತಾಲೇರಯತ ದೈತ್ಯ ವಿಷಧರ. So people from heavenly planets also would come. Deva, Gandharva, Kinnara, then Patalera. So including the demons and serpentine living entities, they also would come. They would see Mahaprabhu. They would come in the form of some human beings and then take darshan of Mahaprabhu. Right? Then Saptadvipe Navakhande Vaiseyatajanam. Nanaveshayasikare Prabhura Darshana. So all these people in different ways, in different dresses, attires, they would come and visit Mahaprabhu. Prahalada Bali Vyasa Sukha Adimuniganam. Asi Prabhu Dekhi Preme Haya Achetana. So Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Vyas Dev, Sukhdev Goswami, so many such exalted people, they would come and see Mahaprabhu. Right? And upon seeing him, they became unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. So if this is the thing of Mahaprabhu, see, apparently one simple, ordinary incident is happening in this verse. Right? Some Gopinath Patnaik was arrested by government and Mahaprabhu was supposed to help him in solving some financial issues that happened with him. Like that. So where is Mahaprabhu and then what is happening with him? And what is the incident that is happening in this material world? So you can see. Prabhupada gives a short description about Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Vyasadeva here in this purport. Bahire Pukare Loka Darshanana Payam. Krishna kaha balena prabhu bahire asiya.
Being unable to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the populace outside his room would make a tumultuous sound. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside and tell them, chant Hare Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhura darshana sabaloka preme bhase. Eimata yaya prabhura ratri divase.
All kinds of people would come to see the Lord, and upon seeing him they would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. In this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights.
Ekadina lokasi prabhure nivedila.
Ekadina lokasi prabhure nivedila.
Gopinathir bhadajana change chadaila. So one day some person came to Mahaprabhu and said, Gopinathere bada jana jange chadaila. Bada jana means the prince of king, right? The king's eldest son. At that time king was Pratabrudra, his eldest son was called Bada Jana. Right? So what he has done is he made Gopinath Patnaik rise on the changa. The changa is a setup where there are so many swords coming up, right? The person who is the victim, not victim, what is that? A person who is an offender, right? Who misappropriates the money of the government or who does some other crime. So he would be put in that changa. He would be thrown on the swords and then they will slowly, gradually pierce his body and then he will die like that. That is changa. So Gopinath Patnaik was raised to be thrown on the changa. So somebody came and gave this news to Mahaprabhu.
Tale khadga pai tare upare daribe.
Prabhu raksha karena yabe tabe nistaribe. So this Badajan has placed swords beneath the platform. They said all will throw Gopinath upon them. Oh Lord, only you can protect him. Like that. So apparently a petty issue, political issue came to Mahaprabhu. Right? So Gopinath Patnaik has done something to displease the government and the government people are giving him punishment. And Mahaprabhu was approached to solve that issue. Like that. And he is a sannyasi. And he is the supreme personality of Godhead also.
Swamsya Tomara Sevaka Bhavanandarai. Savamsya Tomara Sevaka Bhavanandarai. Taraputra Tomara Sevake Rakhite Yuyai.
So Savamse Tomara Sevaka, along with his family, Bhavanandra is your servant. Means Bhavanandra is your servant, all his family members are also your servants. So Tara Putra Tomara Sevake Rakite Yuyai. Yuyai means it's quite fit and appropriate if you try to save his son, who is in danger now. So please take some action. Prabhu kahe raja kene karaye taadana. Tabe se hi loka kahe sab vivaran. So first Mahaprabhu asked the question. Why is this happening? Why is the king chastising Gopinath Patnaik? Then people started describing what happened. Gopinath Patnaik Ramananda Bhai. Sarvakala Hayateha Raja Vishai. So Gopinath Patnaik is Ramanand's bhai, his brother. So Sarvakala Hayateha Raja Vishai. So here Vishai is not materialistic. Vishai actually here means the treasure of the king. So he has been the treasurer for the government, right? So Mala Jathya Dandapate. Taradhikar Sadhipadi Anidravya Dila Rajadvar. So his area of jurisdiction is, he served at a place called Malapata Dandapata, right? Mala Jatya Dandapata. So there he would go and collect money from people and deposit it in the government treasury. That is his service. That is the place where he is serving, and there is the service which he is doing. So, Dui Laksha Khanatara Taiba Ki Hailam. Dui Laksha Khana Kodi Rajatama Gila. So, once when he deposited the collection, the balance of 2 lakh kahanas, that was due from him. So therefore king demanded his sum. He is supposed to deposit everything in the treasury, but he did not deposit these 2 lakh coins, whatever, kahanas. So, teha kahe sthula dravya nahiye gani diba. Krame krame vechi kini dravya bhariba. So he was supposed to deposit some money, but he is saying that I don't have money now. I can't give you anything in cash because he had already spent that money, right? So please give me some time. And he's not denying that I will not give you money. He says, I will give you money, but give me some time. Somehow I had spent it. So gradually I shall purchase and sell my gross goods in this way and fill your treasury. Somehow I'll return it to you. Okay. So, and he gives a solution also, immediate solution. I can make some payment now in the form of my horses. Right, you can purchase my horses for an appropriate price, and remaining whatever is remaining, I will give you later. That's what he says in the beginning. So, Goda Dashabara Hayalaha Mulyakari Etabali Godana Rajadware Dhari. I have some 10 to 12 good horses, right? Mulyakari, please take them for a proper price. I don't have money. I can give you horses instead of money. So, Etabali Ghoda Ane Rajadware Dhari. So, he brought all these horses in front of the king's palace. Right? So, please take it. So, Eka Rajaputra Ghoda Ara Mulya Bhala Jane. Tare Patha Ila Raja Patra Mitra Sane. So, one son of the king, King Pratapudra, his son, he is the person who is called Badajan. So he came and he has some knowledge of how to estimate the price of a horse. Right? How much can we pay for this horse? He has some understanding of it. So that's why the king had sent him, okay, with some ministers. So you go and then see how much they will cost. So Sei Raja Putra Mulya Kare Ghatanam Gopinathir Krodha Haila Mulya Suniyam. So purposely this Badajana, this prince, he gave a very reduced estimate. For example, that is 10 rupees and he say quoted only 2 rupees, something like that. So then Gopinath Patnaik became very angry. Aray, this horse is a very good horse and then you are quoting such less price. So Sei Raja Putrera Swabhava Griva Firaya Urdhamukhe Bara Bara Uthi Uthi Chaya. So this Badajan, he has some idiosyncrasy, that he has some mannerism, that he would turn his neck facing the sky and is like this, like this, right? So he is looking here and there again, something like that. So he has some kind of mannerism. So tare ninda kari kahe sagarva vachane raja krupa kare tate bhaya nahi mane. So Gopinath Patnaik, first is he was disappointed to hear the price. He was angry. Now he could have expressed it in a certain way that this is not an appropriate price, please do it this way. So that kind of, some kind of negotiation he could have done. But because he became overwhelmed with anger, he started criticizing or insulting that prince, saying that my horses don't do like this, the way you are doing, right? You have certain mannerism and idiosyncrasy, but my horses are well behaved, right? So he kind of criticized the prince, right? Because he was displeased with him, so without understanding what's going to come up for him, he said like this. So he went into trouble. So, yeah, he was not afraid of the prince also. And one more thing is, King Prataprudra, he was very favorable to Gopinath Patnaik. Because King Prataprudra is very kind and affectionate to the entire family of Bhavananda Rai. They were so dear to Lord Chaitanya. Bhavananda Rai and his five sons, Ramananda Rai, Gopinath Patnaik, Vaninath Rai, so many sons are there. So all of them are very dear to Mahaprabhu. And Prataprudra is a very great devotee of Mahaprabhu. So considering this, Prataprudra has always been very favorable and affectionate and liberal towards Gopinath Patnaik. That created some pride or overconfidence in Gopinath Patnaik, that he went to such an extent that he started criticizing even the son of King Prataprudra also, like that. So our connection with a superior personality, greater personality, will make us so overconfident and proud that we may kind of ridicule other people, like that. Something like, one of the five sons of the family. Even the king is aware that he misappropriates the money sometimes, but still he was always liberal. He would not get on his case, he would not become strict with him. All the king was aware, like that. So that made Gopinath Patnaik a little loose in his behavior, like that. Although he's a very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's directly the brother of Ramananda Rai, still he was doing this mistake, like that. So Gopinath Patnaik said, Amara ghoda grivana phiraya urdhven nahi chaya. Tate ghodar mulya ghati karitena yuyaya. So my horses will never turn their necks or look upward like the way you are doing, right? So you should give him proper price. You should give them proper price. He said like this. If he had said the second sentence, no problem. He said the first sentence also, right? If he had said only the second sentence, then nothing could have happened. So many times we speak something which is not necessary, that agitates the people. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam prehatam chayut swadhyaya abhyasanam jaya vangmayam tava uchyate. So he may be speaking the truth. Definitely his horses are not doing like this, the way prince is doing. But is it needed to say? Not needed. And on top of it, although it is satyam, it is causing udvegam, right? Udvega to this fellow. So satyam is not sufficient. Anudvega also should be the characteristic of one's speech, like that. How one's speech should be, it is mentioned in Prithumara's episode. Charu chitra padam slakshnam mishtam gudham aviklavam sarvesham upakarartham tada anuvadan iva, right? These are the qualities, six characteristics of Prithumara's speech, like that. So now he said some extra sentence. One sentence could cause his death. And he's speaking to that prince, right? King is on my side, I can give galley to prince also. That's what he was thinking at this point. So Sunira Rajaputra Mane Krodha Upajila Rajarthai Yayi Bahu Lagai Karila. So because he criticized him, right? Somebody may have some mannerisms, that doesn't mean you should point that out. Although it is true, they cannot accept it. For example, Prabhupada writes in that purport of third canto, first chapter. Duryodhan said, who called this Dasi Putra, son of a kept mistress, into this assembly, and then he is giving advice to my father? He is advising my father to throw me out. He said, Sayesha dosha purusha dvidaste, grahan pravishtoyam apatyamatya. So Vidura gave an advice against Duryodhan's interest to Dhritarashtra. So Duryodhan became very angry. Then he said, he is a Dasi Putra. Right? He is the son of a kept mistress. He is not the direct son of a queen. Right? Vyasadeva came, and because one of these Ambika and Ambalika, they became little fearful, they pushed Dasi also there. That's how she became pregnant, and then Vidura came into picture. Otherwise, that's why people are calling that Vidura as brother of Dhritarashtra. Otherwise, he is a Dasi Putra, son of kept mistress. Who called him here? So what he said is true. But he is son of Dasi, he is Dasi Putra only. But because it is said to an elderly person, right? It's not joke. Prabhupada writes that joke between an uncle and a person is okay, right? But when it is true, when it is actually attacking some truth, some fact which is actually lowly, considered lowly, then people will become very upset. So it was not appropriate for Vidura to say like that, for Duryodhan to say like that to Vidura. Grandson, grandmother, grandfather. Like that. That's a point about grandmother, like that. So he was criticizing grandmother as Dasi, like that. So here also he mentioned something truth only, but it's not needed to mention. That's why he got into trouble. So Kaudina hi dibeyi bedaya chadmakari. Then agna deha yadi change chadayalai kaudi. So because he spoke the first sentence, the second sentence was not taken seriously. Right? When we speak something unnecessary, although we have spoken something necessary also, that necessary part will be neglected by the person who is hearing. Because he is so affected by the first sentence, he could not consider the second sentence only. He said, please give better price. He said like that. If I said that only sentence, then the discussion would have gone into the direction of negotiation. Now, no more negotiation. He is not paying price, changa. Changa punishment for him. Okay? He should be subjected to death. So, Gopinath Patnaik is unwilling to pay the price, money due. So, he said he is unwilling. Gopinath Patnaik was never unwilling. He is willing to pay the price. That's why he brought the horses. And he said, first you take these horses, I will pay the remaining price also. He said like that. But this prince said he is unwilling to pay the price. Instead, he is squandering it under some pretext. If you issue an order, I can put him on changa and thus realize the money. Like that. So, Gopinath Patnaik, this prince said like this. Right? He went before the king and then said like this. So, Raja Bale Yei Bhala Seikarayaya Yei Upaya Kaudi Pai Karase Upaya. So, king replied, oh, if you can adopt whatever means you think is best. Any device by which you can somehow or other realize the money is all right. So, King Prataprudra gave approval because his intention is only to get the money. Right? King Prataprudra at this point, he was not thinking that Gopinath Patnaik should be hanged or should be subjected to death. So, if the prince gives that kind of punishment to Gopinath Patnaik, if he makes him fearful about this kind of punishment, then he may agree to give money. That's what he was thinking. Right? He was using this only to create some fear in Gopinath Patnaik so that he will agree to give money. That's what king was thinking. But prince was thinking, I will kill him. That is prince's thing. There's a thorough miscommunication that happened here. So Gopinath Patnaik is willing to pay money, but the prince said he is not willing to pay money. Next, prince was intending to kill Gopinath Patnaik, but what Prataprudra understood is, just let's create some fear in Gopinath Patnaik so that he will agree to give money, like that. This is all miscommunication problems, like that. because some mediator is hurt. Why miscommunication happens? Because the mediator will not reveal full truth. Someone who is mediating and is supposed to act like a lubricant between two parties, right? He doesn't speak truth if he himself is hurt. Because Gopinath Patnaik said something to criticize this prince and then he was hurt and then he doesn't want any negotiation like that. So all this will happen in our day-to-day life also. So keeping people inspired and attacking their emotions, not disturbing their egos, that is very much needed, right, to keep the relationships proper and then move on like that. Next, Rajaputra Asitare Changa Chadailam Khadga Upare Felaite Tale Khadaga Patilam.
Thus the prince went back, raised Gopinath Patnaika onto the platform of Changa and spread swords below upon which to throw him.
Suni Prabhu kahe kichu kari pranaya rosham. Raja kodi dite nahi, rajar kiva dosham. So all this, who was narrating? Some person who informed Mahaprabhu was narrating. He said, Gopinath Patnaik is being thrown on the Changa, so please do something, my dear Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu said, why king is giving this kind of punishment? Then that person narrated this whole thing. No, Mahaprabhu is saying that he replied with anger, affectionate anger, pranaya rosha. So he has affection with affection towards Gopinath Patnaik, at the same time he is angry also, right? So he said, Gopinath Patnaik does not want to pay money, right? And king is punishing him. What is the fault with the king? Right? Rajar kiba dosha. King is not at fault by giving this kind of punishment. See this. King Prataprudra is a devotee. Gopinath Patnaik is a devotee. And whoever is informing this whole incident to Mahaprabhu, they are devotees. This whole incident is happening in the devotee community only. All are devoted to Mahaprabhu. Right? And Mahaprabhu himself is trying to solve or whatever, is concerned about this kind of miscommunications and misunderstanding that are happening. So even within devotee community also, misunderstandings can happen, miscommunications can happen, right? This kind of punishments and offenses, all this can happen like that. When they happen, how much Mahaprabhu is troubled and displeased, you can see. Mahaprabhu would not enter the scene at all. He's always in his room only. He was just hearing the reports, right? But he was so concerned about this, right? He would create some kind of transformation in the heart of the king, right? He would, without moving from there, he would manage the whole show so that Gopinath Patnaik can be saved. But apparently, he expresses his full displeasure and disapproves the acts, right? Mahaprabhu, okay, we'll, as we move ahead, we will discuss more lessons. He had affection for Gopinath Patnaik. Affectionate anger. No, for Gopinath Patnaik and the whole, either king or Gopinath Patnaik, Mahaprabhu had affection. But he is angry that what is happening is not appropriate. Right? He was not very pleased to hear this. That's why he is anger. He is angry, but because devotees are involved, he is affectionate also.
Mahaprabhu, you will find that not only Mahaprabhu, wherever in Chaitanya Charitamrita the anger involves affection, then there is an endeavor for saving the person also. Mm. You know, like you find Gadadhar Pandit is found to be mixing with Vallabh Bhatta and hearing is. So all the devotees are criticizing out of affection. So it's understandable because that desire is, he doesn't associate, you know, he should keep distance. And they are like reprimanding him, trying to pull him away from this thing. Whereas here we, as the pastime goes also, we will see Mahaprabhu showed a total indifference, just like he showed in terms of Chota Haridas. You know, Chota Haridas, Mahaprabhu felt angry. That is not Pranaya Rosh. You know, there Mahaprabhu was really, when people went and told him he committed suicide, said, he did well, he said. He did the right thing. Very good. Like that he said. Here it says Pranay Ghosh, but actually if you read this entire past time, you know, Mahaprabhu was very upset with Gopinath Patnaik.
Mm.
You know, and also he doesn't make any efforts to save him, because Mahaprabhu feels that somebody, here also he says in the next verse, he says, not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls, he says. So he is actually showing that he has misappropriated the government money and government should punish him.
Mm.
And Mahaprabhu should not be pulled into this matter. That kind of thing he talks. So that is why when I saw this word, I was a bit surprised.
Actually, Mahaprabhu was having affection for our Gopinath Patnaik also. Towards the end of the chapter, Kaviraj Goswami reveals that ultimately, although when a devotee does some mistake, Lord is affectionate towards him. So definitely Mahaprabhu is not approving what Gopinath Patnaik has done, but he did not give up his affection towards him. So it's only because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy that King relieved Gopinath Patnaik of all this debt. He doubled his salary, right? And he did lot of favor to him. He gave some silk cloth to do some sanman for him, right? He respected him. All this happened because of Mahaprabhu's mercy. So apparently Mahaprabhu did not approve this incident, but internally he was having affection for Gopinath Patnaik, because Lord is not unkind to a devotee, although he does some mistake sometimes. But that doesn't mean he approves that mistake, and one should take advantage of Lord's liberalness or leniency and commit more mistakes. That is towards the end of this chapter, Prabhupada gives that kind of purports. So here actually Mahaprabhu only saved Gopinath Patnaik, although he was apparently indifferent to the whole scene. Towards the end of the chapter,
Mahaprabhu is very upset with Pratap Rudra's treatment, the high class treatment Pratap Rudra gave for Patnaik. Mahaprabhu became very upset that because of Patnaik's connection to me, Pratap Rudra is doing all these things. So, for that, Mahaprabhu was upset also. In one verse says that later.
One verse says like that.
Yeah, okay.
But after that, Kashi Mishra explains what are the intentions of Mahaprabhu. Intentions of Pratap Rudra. Then finally, Mahaprabhu is pleased to hear the explanations.
He didn't want to be involved.
Yeah.
Or the connection of Patnaik to him should not be the cause
of
kings.
Like that.
That he wanted also.
Yeah. But although from Pratap Rudra's side, that is the only cause for relieving him from that, all that, because they are devotees. That's why he was. And at one point, Mahaprabhu said, I will leave this place. I will go to Alalnath. Mm. Right? And Pratap Rudra did not want that also to happen. Because Mahaprabhu is upset, Pratap Rudra did all this. But Mahaprabhu, what he was saying, Mahaprabhu is pleased with that internally. But externally, he says, it's as if that I am only accepting money on behalf of Gopinath Patnaik from the king. That's why he was not pleased. But after hearing the whole narration from Gopinath, but
only thing Mahaprabhu was happy was that he chanted Jagannath's name when he was about to be put in Changa.
Correct. There he was happy. He was remembering. Yeah. Vaninath Rai was chanting Hare Krishna. That also he was happy. So Mahaprabhu's brilliant expertise in this whole episode is apparently he did not do or say anything that approves the mistake of a devotee. Right? Mistake means if in the name of being a devotee, one should not breach any social customs or etiquettes or moral codes. That Mahaprabhu never approved, apparently. But internally, as the Supreme Lord, he was always affectionate towards his devotees. These are two different things. Mahaprabhu would never approve a person's misbehavior in compromising social customs or moral principles. Right, but at the same time, he doesn't give up his affection for his devotees. Both are very nicely seen here. Externally, he was always unhappy with the behavior of people, but internally, he did not give up that affection. Where are we? 28th verse. 31. Raja vilat sadhikhaya nahi raja bhaya. Darinatu yare diya kare nana vyayam.
Gopinath Patnaik is in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls. Mm.
Prabhu, that was okay, Prabhu. If there is any mistake, you can correct and.
See, one.
I shared my understanding.
Yeah, correct. There was one disciple of one particular guru, who did some cheating in money, and he was put behind the bars, So later on, when the matter came to Guru, he knew that he did some corruption in that. Although he's an initiated devotee, he's not supposed to do. So the most amazing thing is, even though he had to be behind the bars for a couple of years, then he came back, and the Guru's affection for the disciple is not gone.
Mm.
He may be like Apichet Sudhara Acharo Bhajate Mamanani Bhagana Krishna says. And why he did that cheating? Because he needed money for getting his daughter married or something urgently. And if the money won't be there, marriage would be broken and things like that. So he did. So his mistake was, the Guru never approved of the mistake. And he never said that, because he's initial devotee, whatever he did is right. He didn't say like that. At the same time, while the devotee community, sort of got completely put off by him, and they wanted to ban him from the devotee community. But the Guru's affection for the disciple was not gone. So when you said that, I understood the point that, Mahaprabhu did not approve of his wrong act, which goes against the state laws, bringing even bad repute to the devotee community or the organization. At the same time, from a spiritual platform, he sees that he is a person who has accepted Krishna, accepted Diksha, and the problem that he is facing now is a cleanable problem. It is not a problem of, it is not like a permanently etched problem. So the affection of Guru for the disciple. So when you said that, it became very clear. You are separating the two, the social misbehavior and Mahaprabhu's devotional connection. Yeah, but Mahaprabhu never allowed his devotional connection to be abused for saving one's face in such problems. Yeah,
correct. That he never allowed. Prabhupada also writes, Abhijit Suryadhara is there, but that doesn't mean one should take advantage of Lord's leniency and then commit more mistakes. Yeah. Prabhupada writes in another purport, in the fifth canto, if a devotee does some mistakes, taking advantage of Lord's leniency or liberalness, Lord will allow such a person to be captivated by Maya. Like that. He will not save, but he will allow Maya to take over him. Like that. Yei chatura si kukura raja vishayam raja dravya shodhipaya tarak kuruka vyayam.
If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, he can spend whatever money is left.
Right? First you do service, official service. Time bachado, then you can do other things. That's what he is saying. Money, if money is left. So, hena kale ara loka aila dhanam vaninata di savamse laya gela bandhiyam. So another person came in great haste and told that Vaninath Rai and his entire family has been arrested. Right? Not only Gopinath Patnaik is on Changa, Vaninath Rai and his other people are also arrested. So see, one sarcastic comment on Prince, right? stupid remark that he made about the king, about the prince, that brought out about so much of danger. Like that. Sometimes small mistakes only could become very big things. And especially when someone is in a very responsible position and if he commits a mistake, that will have bigger repercussions. If someone else has said this, then it may not have been taken more seriously. For example, Diti is there. Diti is the wife of a Prajapati, Kashyapa Prajapati. So she committed a mistake. Right? She became lusty and at a wrong time. And the result is, two horrible demons that could create terror in the three worlds and tortured brahmanas and ladies, and they created a lot of mishap. When Ajamil was there, he was a simple brahman. He did some mistake that affected only his life, nothing else. So when depending on where one's position is, right, his mistake will have that much effect, right? If one's position is increasing, one's alertness should also increase. If in a big position, if he does a silly mistake, one thing is Lord's mercy part is another thing. That's a different discussion. If he does some mistake, considering his devotional background, Lord will be merciful to him. But in a social way, so it has a very disturbing consequences like that. So now he is known to be a very much connected to Mahaprabhu, and he is doing some mistake. So other devotees are also getting affected. So one devotee did a mistake, another devotee is also getting affected. And the entire Vaishnava community is in panic. Right? Prabhu kahe raja apane lekhar dravya haiva. Ami virakta sanyasi tahe ki kariba. So Mahaprabhu said, the king must personally realize the money that is due. I am but a sannyasi, a member of renounced order. What can I do? Why are you coming to me and bringing all these issues? Right? I am supposed to be in bhajan. Right? You are asking me to solve some political issues. Okay, you did gadbid and then I have supposed to address. You are expecting me to go and spread my cloth and beg from the king? Give me 2 lakh of that whatever coins, kaudi, whatever. So that Gopinath Patnaik can be saved. Are you expecting me to do that? He says. Vaninath Rai is a family member of Ramanand Rai only. Brother of Gopinath Patnaik. One of the sons of Tabe Swarupadiyata Prabhura Bhaktaganam. Prabhura Charane Sabe Kaila Nivedanam. See who became panic? Swarup Damodar Goswami. Right? He came and begged at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when somebody does a mistake, so many other prominent people are also getting concerned about it. Right? So, like one's mistake should not trouble another senior Vaishnava also. Swarup Damodar Goswami is a very senior Vaishnava, exalted Vaishnava. Right? He's personal secretary, like a secretary of Mahaprabhu only. He has to take all appointments and then filter them before they see Mahaprabhu. Like that. So, he is also getting troubled. So, Ramananda Rayer Ghoshti Sabato Mardasha. Ramananda Tomara Uchita Nahe. Aichana Udasam. You are being Udasa, indifferent. Towards whom? Tomar Dasa. Towards your Dasa, you are becoming Udasa. Right? You are being indifferent to your own servant. Right? It's not appropriate, my dear Lord. Ramanandra has given his entire family in your service. They are your eternal servants. They are in danger. Please, they must have done some mistake, but they are in danger now. You should protect. Like that. See how strict Mahaprabhu is. Mahaprabhu can never allow his devotees to have immoral behavior. Right? So you may be a devotee, but you cannot compromise on some moral standards. Okay? Which may not be highly spiritual. They are like protocols of this material world only, but that also you cannot surpass. Like a traffic signal. I am a devotee. How can I follow traffic signal? I will go. Right? Accident will not happen or what? Accident will happen. And traffic police will catch us and then we have to pay money also, fine also, like that. Suni Mahaprabhu kahe sakrodha vachane. Morayagna deha sabe yara rajasthane. So after hearing this, Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. You want to order me to go to the king? Toma sabare ehi mata raja thai yara. Kaudi magi lan mui anchalapatiyam. Your opinion is that I should go to the king's palace and spread my cloth and beg money from him? Is that what you are expecting from me? I am a sannyasi. So Mahaprabhu said, you cannot have undue expectation from anyone and everyone. Right? Just because somebody is doing me some favor, you can't expect so much favor from him every now and then. Right? Somebody is recommending somebody is giving you reference for some of your work to be done. That doesn't mean you take reference from him every now and then. Prabhuji nahi bola aisa karne ke liye. Prabhuji nahi bola. Like that, you get so many of your things done. Right? Taking someone else's name. It's not very much appropriate. That's what he says. Just our connection with some superior person should not make us so callous that we use that reference to get our things done so much. Right? It happens within our interactions. After a month, you will experience. You will begin to experience. Right? Now, not much. Only study. So, Pancha Gandhara Patra Haya Sanyasi Brahmanam Magile Vakene Dibe Dui Lakshakhanam. Of course, a sannyasi can go and beg from a king, but he can beg for, you know, whatever, five gandas, right, maybe 5 paisa, but he cannot, beg for 2 lakh coins, right, 2 lakh kahanas, right, he cannot beg for so much. You can beg for, you know, whatever, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, you cannot beg for, you know, 1 crore, 2 crores, like that, just because somebody else is in debt. So, Hena Kale Araloka Ailadana Kadegara Upare Gopinathe Diteche Daria. Now, another person came. So, see how much the devotee community loves Gopinath Rai. Right? When a devotee is in trouble, entire Vaishnava community is there to support him. Another devotee came. Now, First person came, he spoke about Gopinath Patnaik. Then another person came, he spoke about Vani Nath Rai. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami came and then he is saying, please you should save him. Now another fourth person came. He said, Gopinath is already being put upon the Changa, he is about to be thrown into the swords. About to be thrown. Right? Time is very less, maybe 1 or 2 minutes only more. Right? After, if you delay for 2 minutes, things will happen. Now see what Mahaprabhu does. Without moving from there, this is the inconceivable potency of Mahaprabhu. The scene changes. So you can have drama. Our Kaviraj Goswami also wrote this very dramatically. One scene here. Now another scene in the palace. See what happens. Suni Prabhura Gana Prabhure Kare Anuyaya Prabhu Kahi Ami Bhukshuka Ama Haite Kichunaya. So Mahaprabhu said, I am a beggar, it is impossible for me to do anything about this. Tati raksha karite yadi hayasabarmani sabemeli janaha jagannathar charane. So therefore, if you want to save him, go and pray to Lord Jagannath. Right? Sabemeli janara jagannathar charane. Go and take shelter of Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. And who is that Jagannath? Mahaprabhu only. Right? You go and take shelter. That's what he is. When some difficulty comes in Vaishnava community, all devotees should gather together and fervently pray to the Lord. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying here. He is giving a lesson here. In difficulty, take shelter of the Lord. Right? He will try to help you. Now, this is not the point of who is right, who is wrong. We can't discuss now. So far he has discussed. Right? Now he is about to be thrown. Just 2-3 minutes are left. Right? Whatever, 5 minutes or whatever. Very less time is left. So now, no more discussion about who is right, who is wrong and all that. Go and pray. Prayer is the only way. Ishvara Jagannatha Yara Haitya Sarva Artha Kartum Akartum Anyatha Karite Samartha. So, Ishvara Jagannatha. Jagannath is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Yahe haye sarva artha. Right? He has all potencies. Here, sir, artha is potency. He has all kinds of potencies. Kartum, akartum, he can do, he can undo. Then, anyatha karite samartha. And he can do something else also, whatever he likes also. Right? He can type, he can press Ctrl Z, he can press Ctrl Y, or he can delete the whole file. Right, he can manifest the whole file without typing only. All that he can do.
ইহা যদি মহাপ্রভু এতে কে কহিলাম হরিচন্দন পাত্রয়ই রাজেরে কহিলাম. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied in this way, an officer named Harichandan Patra went to the king and spoke with him. So Mahaprabhu, this scene is over. Now next scene is in the palace. One person called Harichandan Patra, he went to King Prataprudra and spoke. Patra is mentioned. Mahapatra? Okay, Mahapatra is there. He wants to hint Devashish Mahapatra. So next scene, next class. 140. So some suspense sometimes at least. Thank you very much. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Second question, 15 marks. No, second question, 25 marks. It's like summary of the whole chapter only. Third question. Third question, 25 marks. First question, 10 marks. And ninth chapter, first question, 15 marks. Okay. Thank you.